Lauren spent a lot of time in the kitchen with Dad, me less so recently, but I'll start with a kitchen-based memory. Towards the end of high school, I took up bread making, and Dad would come in towards the end of the preparation of the dough, and he'd punch it down and knead it, and it always made a much finer texture. Now, this was the heyday of Woman's Lib, and I was really excited about this because I was teaching my dad something about bread making. Dad had taught us to pour concrete, Dad had taught us to lay tile, and this was my turn. And of course, this was not really the way at all, but it certainly empowered me. Dad was good at empowering his daughters, and we loved sharing the fresh product afterwards. Dad applied his engineering skills to many facets of our home life. We had a marvelous playhouse when we were young kids. It was a full-size room that was as high as the house, and you can imagine what a thrill that was. Later on, he would do it in the culinary area as well. After he heard of Dad's passing, one of my friends wrote me an email, and he was recounting a time he was at Lake Tahoe, and there was a pumpkin pie for dessert. And there were seven of us around the table. And Steve thought, great, eight pieces, obviously, I'll get the eighth one. Meanwhile, Dad sat there and said, seven people. That would be 51 degrees apiece. And while we were all doing the math to see who was actually right, he had it cut in perfect seven pieces. Dad visited me back in New Hampshire during my second year of university. Many of you know that I did go to his alma mater. And he just found out that he had been appointed to the board of Caterpillar Tractors, which you referred to, of how proud he was of that. And I remember his excitement and delight. He was a very quiet man, but he was just brimming. It was palpable how happy he was. He noted that of any board in the world, Caterpillar would have been his choice. Now, for us, I think we would have just taken it for granted. Dad was a tops. Of course, he'd be on any board he wanted. But I think it was a sign of his modesty, too, that he was so excited about this and not at all proud about his own accomplishments. I followed Dad not only through his choice of undergraduate institutions, but into his profession. And from time to time, I'd email him soliciting some advice, partially professional, partially fatherly. And Dad's advice was never definitive. What he would do is he'd always look at the problem or the issue I brought up. He'd tell me what he saw the pros and cons were of the problem or the challenge. He might tell me what he had decided at a similar junction in his life and why. And then he'd look at the subtext of the message and tell me that he thought I was excited about this or I was apprehensive or I was worried about this. And I really value those exchanges. They were a learning experience themselves. Sometimes I wish I'd talked to him on the phone, but the fact that this was all emailed means I now have a record I can go back to in other moments when I need that inspiration, and he's no longer here to give it in person. As I remember one of you referred to, he was always an optimist as well. He was always a half-full glass kind of guy. And no better was this epitomized when I went with him to his first meeting with the oncologist. Mom was ill at the time, and she was not able to attend, and Lauren was by her side. Towards the end of the appointment, he asked the doctor how long he might expect to live. And she told him it would likely be in the months, not in the years. And Dad's response was absolutely beautiful. He said that while it was, of course, hard to hear such news, he had considered that every day since World War II and Iwo Jima had been a blessing and had been a bonus. His experience on the front made every day something to cherish. And it's that positive frame of mind, the gratefulness, his patience, his restrained but palpable excitement about the great moments in life, and his quiet but very deep affection for us that I will always remember and treasure as his daughter.